Chapter 10. Daring do, I can't believe you, of all ponies, are in cahoots with those sky scoundrels. Brumby Cloverpatch growled with disdain. They're the worst kind of adventurers, only looking out for their own interests. He grabbed a saddlebag and began to throw items into it, barely paying attention to anything he selected. Daring do watched as he tossed in a bag of marbles, a block of cheddar cheese, 5 apples, and a rubber duck. Please tell me that you sensed it, too. Something off about 'em.
Well, I...
Daring Do hesitated. She'd be lying if she said she hadn't gotten a strange feeling when Rainbow Dash had led the pirates to her door. The way Captain Solano had been so interested in the Good Fortune Garnet, and then was noticeably quiet when Rainbow Dash had proclaimed she would return it to Cloudsdale, was suspicious. But Rainbow Dash believed them.
I want to trust them,
Brumby sighed, clearly exhausted by the fact that his friend could not see his point. But you can't.
I don't think I understand, Daring Do said. She'd never run into Sky Pirates before Captain Solano and the crew had showed up on her own doorstep.
How did Brumby have so many negative feelings about them?
Care to enlighten me?
I'll show ya, Brumby grunted and opened a drawer on his ancient Altoterran wooden hutch. He yanked out a weathered sketchbook. It was fat with loose drawings and looked as if it was one piece of paper away from bursting. Daring Do flipped it open and immediately understood. They were diagrams, intricate plans for all sorts of inventions. But there was one drawing that kept popping up on every page. It was a design for a prototype backpack that would allow landlocked ponies to fly. Daring Do immediately recalled seeing the exact devices below deck on Solano's airship. The parrots had even given her a demonstration of the way they worked, with Mullet and Boyle buzzing around the ship like 2 enormous feathered flies.
They told me they bartered for those sky packs.
Bartered? Brumby took off his hat and smoothed his graying mane. He looked angry. He shook his hoof in the air. Stole is more like it. They offered to help with the final tweaks and test them in exchange for a few for themselves, but I haven't seen them since. He'd been working on that invention for years and finally managed to build enough to bring to the Aeronaut Society convention this year. He was going to blow them all away.
I knew something was fishy about those birds.
Daring Do shook her head. Captain Solano insisted that she just wanted to help Rainbow Dash find the garnet. I should have trusted my instincts. Should I go back to their ship and retrieve the sky packs for you?
No, I've got a much better idea.
Brumby held up the saddlebag, now bulging with ridiculous items. His eyes were wild with excitement. It was as if he'd finally awoken from a long nap.
We're going to steal something that they want. Show 'em how it feels.
Daring Do cocked her head to the side.
Do you mean the Good Fortune Garnet?
My dear, that's exactly what I'm suggesting,
Brumby nodded.
We're going to get to it first.
He didn't even let Daring Do weigh in on his plan before he galloped out of the cottage, heading for the hills where he kept his own ship. As she ran through the narrow streets of Altoterra to the Reflector's docking bay, Daring Do's mind drifted to Rainbow Dash, alone on the ship with those pirates and waiting for her to join them. If any pony could handle herself on a ship full of deceitful scalawags, it would be her. Hopefully Rainbow Dash would understand that Daring Do had to look out for the old aeronaut on his wild mission. It was now officially a race to the relic, and there was no way Brumby was letting the wrong claws get a hold of it without a fight. Daring Do, however, still couldn't work out which side she was on.